And Sarah brought this up the other day, and she said, hey, I got a friend. Do you want to talk to him about this? Because I found it fascinating. I think anybody that spends the time and puts the effort into to write a book, because I know the discipline has to go along with that over the course of time, and a local person as well that you just happen to know, somebody that's still friends with you. It's quite amazing.
For years, this guy, Michael Honesty, and I sat next to each other. We were editors together at the Whig Standard. And some of you may remember there was a tiny, tiny little feature in the paper called Four-Word Film Reviews, and it essentially started as a website, and Michael got obsessed with it and took this teeny tiny little feature in the newspaper and has turned it into an awesome book that's getting press in New York papers.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about why you looked at this little thing and went, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing in the world, and now you've written 4,000 of these.
Well, it kind of first started off where I just really loved it. I'm a huge movie fan, and so I would just keep reading these reviews, and I thought they were so funny and they were so brilliant, and I just completely got hooked on the website. And so all I strictly did it was just for fun. It's like I would just submit reviews, and it's because I enjoyed it. I got completely hooked on it. You know, I'd be submitting, you know, 20, 30 reviews a day, and I never thought about actually turning this into a book. And then about 2 years ago, there was a story in Time magazine about a trend they called micro-writing. And they talked about this new website called Twitter, and they talked about, they interviewed my co-editor, Benj Clues, and talked about the Four-Word Film Review website. And then they also talked to a person who did a book called Six-Word Memoirs, where people summed up their life story in six words. And that turned into a New York Times bestseller. And that idea just stuck with me. And I just remember thinking, it's like, if six-word memoirs can be a New York Times bestseller, then why can't Four-Word Film Reviews? And so I just fired off an email to Benj, who lives in London, England, and I've still never met him. But I just said to him,
like, it's any like good relationship.
So I just basically said to him, has anyone ever told you should turn this into a book? And he said, everybody tells me I should turn this into a book, but I'm a web developer. I have no idea how to do it. And I just told him at the time, I said, I'm a journalist. I know a person who wrote a book once. Let's give it a shot.
Now getting into it, did you find it to be, I mean, compiling it is one thing, but once you actually found to get it to actually be published and get it out there and try to turn this into a viable project, mm-hmm. is that a lot harder than you would have imagined, or is it a difficult process altogether?
Yeah, it was 1,000 times more difficult than I thought it was going to be. It was, I saw the amount of work that had to go into it, and I instantly thought, oh, you know what, I'm just going to go straight to self-publishing, I'm going to quit, I'm not going to do it, you know, it's so much work. But then I thought, let's give it a shot, because I sort of really believe in this book, and I think it's going to work. And so I kind of went through all the process. You have to do up sort of like a book proposal, which is like a big marketing plan it involves. It took me 3 months of research to do this. And then when we finally got out there and we said, okay, we're ready to try and find a publisher and we're ready to try and find an agent, I sent out about 20 letters. And then within 3 weeks, like, the response was like incredible. Like, most people like will never get their book published. It's so difficult. It's like trying to become an actor in Hollywood, and within 3 weeks,
rejection letters are the norm, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for your submission, however.
Yeah, like normally people have a stack of like, you know, several hundred rejection
letters.
But
not Michael Honesty.
Yes. Within 3 weeks, we had like 4 agents and 3 publishers kind of knocking on our door saying, this is fantastic, we really love it. And then when I was doing research to find which agent I should sign with, because I know nothing about the publishing world, and the only tip I got was type in the name of the agency that wants to represent you, and then type in clients in a Google search and see what comes up. And then the first name that popped up for the agency that wanted to represent me was Dan Brown in the Da Vinci Code. And at that moment, nice. I literally, that was one of the top 10 moments, I think, of my life. I just remember thinking, oh my God, the Da Vinci Code people want my book.
Yes!
And I just, yeah, exactly. Yes. I'm just like, and ever since that, it's just been like this nonstop, just thrill ride. It's just
fantastic. I'm actually response. curious to find out how you describe the Da Vinci Code in this book.
Best movie ever.
I think it was the Immaculate Deception.
Yeah, and because some of these are spoilers you mentioned in here. Is that because you're so witty that, and again, some of these are so witty that in 4 words you can basically give up the entire synopsis of a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I am a movie fan, and that's the thing, that's my pet peeve. I really hate that when people give away the ending. So we actually have in the book, we put a big spoiler warning on our review. So if it's a movie you haven't seen and you want want to see it, then we just say, don't read the review, skip it.
And that means they're going to read it for sure.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Mike, you can tell some of your favorites. A couple of my favorites, I like Basic Instinct, Stone's grand opening, because it's a little dirty. I like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, They Came, They Sawed. I'm a fan of Shrek, Forrest Grump. And I really like Jaws, Fish and Chips.
I have some of my favorites. The basic concept of the book is you take a movie, and just like the title says, four-word film reviews, and you sum up or you review a movie in 4 words or less. And most reactions we usually get from people is, how do you actually do that? And then when you actually say them, they're kind of like amazed by it. So here are some of my reviews that I really enjoy. So for The Bride of Frankenstein, Made for Each Other, Super Bad, Not Super, Not Bad. The Terminator, Governor Arnold's First Term. For all the Harry Potter movies, you could do Students Take Up Spelling. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, which was the second movie in the series, sequel with familiar ring. For Messenger, the story of Joan of Arc, French teen starts smoking. For people who know their history and know how that's kind of like a really sick one.
And what's your final one there? Towering Inferno, which I almost busted a gut in here.
Towering Inferno, which was a great movie from the 70s about a building going up on fire. Yeah. So the review is Erection Experiences Burning Sensation.
Boom.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
Now, I guess some of these, when you write them, I mean, you start giggling to yourself and you think, well, that one's definitely getting into the book. Because, yeah. I mean, is there potential for a second one? Is there enough left out of this that you got basically enough to run with a whole nother book?
Yeah, we got like, we can do two or three of these books. Because this book is based on the four-word film review website, and there's over 300,000 reviews on our website. And so the challenge with the book was actually picking, like trimming down the tens of thousands of hilarious reviews we had to just like 1,700 that we put in the book. So if this book takes off and does well, we can churn out two or three. We can be like the Chicken Soup for the Soul people. We'll have one, you know, every week coming out.
Chicken Soup for the Three-Legged Cat, Chicken Soup for the Kid with Brown Hair. Your book now, it's out, it's in stores, it's getting press all over North America. Where can you find it? In Kingston and online if you want to get a copy and become either very entertained in the bathroom or a little more cultured on your films.
Yeah, it's in all the Kingston bookstores.
Cultured
chapters.
In the bathroom.
It's in Chapters, Indigo, Novel Idea, and you can get it on all the major websites like Chapters, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. The book's actually available in bookstores all across North America. And I had a buddy of mine who walked into a bookstore in New York City, and he said he saw it there, which I thought was very cool.
Do you take it as a badge of honor, or are you kind of like, I was hoping for more? When people, and again, we threw this out, this is the perfect bathroom reader.
No.
Is that a badge of honor for you?
No, I think that's the perfect description. Half the people I say who say, hey, Mike, I love the book. It's sitting in my bathroom right now. It's the perfect format. It's a short, quick, little review. So it's a quick trip to the bathroom, a short one, this book is perfect for that.
You'll be able to tell how long people are in there for, because no doubt this will be one of those books where somebody folds over the corner, folds over the corner of the page, so you'll know when you go in. It's like, wow, Dad killed 40 pages when he was in here yesterday. Michael Annesi and Benji Clues, who you've never met.
Never met him before.
But it's working out well for you. He's cashing some checks, I imagine, on this. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Four-word film reviews is the name of the book, and we thank you for coming in with us. It's awesome. I mean, mine's already in there, and I'm probably 20 pages in right now. So
too much information.
It's a type of book you're going to share with just about everybody that comes over to your house at some point. So we wish you the best of luck with it, man, and congratulations on getting this thing published.
Great. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hey, 829 K-Rock Morning Crew, and Tony Orr is coming up with the news in just a sec. We'll be back into it in a little bit with just some Red Hot Chili Peppers.